Welcome back to This Week. In Australia, 1 week on from the attacks in which 15 people were killed, a National Day of Reflection was held today. There was a minute's silence at Bondi Beach at the exact time that the shooting by two gunmen, a father and son, began, resulting in one of the worst atrocities ever in the country. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, who's come under much criticism since the attack, has now announced a review into the police and national intelligence agencies. Phil Mercer is a reporter based in Sydney, and he spoke to me earlier. And I first asked him about the event that took place today that marked 1 week since this terrorist incident happened.
It was a massive event. We were expecting it to be big, but I don't think anyone expected quite so many people to turn up. There were thousands and thousands of people gathered on a grassy bank overlooking Bondi Beach. And we heard speeches. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, the leader of Australia's Labour government, was booed by sections of the crowd. And you're absolutely right, security was immense. There were police on horseback. There was a police launch out to sea, helicopters in the sky. Also, we saw what seemed to be snipers on rooftops and many, many police patrolling. So this was a massive security event to mark 1 week exactly since the atrocity at Bondi Beach killed 15 people and left more than 40 in hospital.
You mentioned there when Prime Minister Anthony Albanese arrived there at that event, he received a lot of boos and jeers. He is facing a lot of criticism.
He is. And it's been quite interesting. The themes, if you like, in the aftermath of this atrocity at Bondi Beach. Firstly, the human side, the grief, the loss, the sadness, the despondency, the anger, the fear, the uncertainty. That has been immense this week, especially with so many funerals. The youngest of the victims was just 10 years of age. The other significant theme was the political fallout from this atrocity. Many of the Prime Minister's critics say that he has failed to stem a rising tide of anti-Semitism in this country. He's responded, the Prime Minister, with a crackdown on extremism, with a gun buyback scheme as part of what we expect to be broader gun reform changes. And also today he's announced a review into the powers and processes of the intelligence agencies and the police. So they are very much efforts by the Prime Minister to reassert his political authority.
And what has the reaction been so far? It's early days, obviously, that announcement around the review into police and national intelligence agencies. Is it welcome?
I imagine it will be. The basic premise is that the Prime Minister of this country wants to make Australians safer. There isn't any inherent criticism of the intelligence agencies or the police, but of course, something somewhere went wrong that these two gunmen were able to fly under the radar in such catastrophic circumstances. And so lessons have to be learned. And in these times of crises, I think people, wherever you live, under whichever government you live under, you just want them to lead. And that's what Anthony Albanese is trying to do. He is facing immense criticism. But in the last 2 days, these measures that we've been discussing around gun control, extremism and the intelligence review show that he's trying to wrestle back some sort of political authority here.
And it isn't just domestically that he is facing that pressure. It has also put his relations with Israel in the spotlight. And after that attack at Bondi Beach last Sunday, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the government did nothing to stop the spread of anti-Semitism. Now, the Australian Prime Minister has denied the accusation, but he is certainly facing more pressure internationally too.
When Mr. Albanese arrived at the event here at Bondi Beach earlier, he was heckled and he was booed. And one person in the crowd said that Mr. Albanese has blood on his hands. And those are sentiments shared by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. When Australia recognised the state of Palestine in September, around that time, Mr. Netanyahu was saying that Australia was pouring oil on the fire of anti-Semitism, or words to that effect. And Mr. Netanyahu has repeated those allegations. As you say, the Prime Minister of Australia, Mr. Albanese, says that's not true, that he's been working hard, but that more needs to be done. So you're absolutely right. He's faced political pressure at home, but also political pressure far beyond these shores.
Just finally, Phil, because it was one of the worst attacks that Australia has ever witnessed, the Jewish community we know has spoken of their fears. What is the mood like there, though, 1 week on?
Very difficult to sum up the mood of so many people gathered at the memorial at Bondi Beach, for example. There was immense sadness. There was joy at times, especially during some of the speeches and the prayer songs. But there's also this overriding sense of defiance. One of the speakers was saying that never again will such violence be visited upon the Jewish community. So there are so many emotions at play here. And I think the overriding emotion was one of togetherness. Of course, there was defiance. The Prime Minister was jeered. But I think with so many Jewish Australians, with so many non-Jewish people there, this was a real coming together to really commemorate Australia's Day of Reflection, when in so many ways, Australia simply shared its grief, its profound grief, that was obviously orchestrated by the actions of those gunmen a week ago. And that grief, you'd imagine, will take a very long time to really subside.
Reporter Phil Mercer speaking to me a short time ago from Australia.